Part 1 of Works of Sallust. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Mark Harrington. Works of Gaius Sallustius Crispus, translated by Alfred W. Pollard. Note on Sallust. The facts which we know about our author's life are sufficient to prove that he was at no time an important man at Rome. A member of a plebeian family, Gaius Sallustius Crispus, was born in the year B.C. 86 in the town of Amiternum. Until B.C. 52, when he was one of the tribunes of the commons, we hear nothing of him, but he then took an active part against Cicero's client, Titus Annius Milo. 2 years later, he was removed from the Senate by the censors Appius Claudius and Lucius Calpurnius Piso, but his expulsion was probably only a party measure, as other Caesarians were similarly treated. And even if the story about his intrigue with the wife of Milo is true, adultery was, at this time, too common at Rome to exclude the offender from the Senate. It is said, without much authority, that immediately after his expulsion, Sallust joined the army of Caesar. Anyhow, in B.C. 48, we find him in command of a legion in Illyricum. The following year, he was one of the praetors elect. When he had been quaestor, we do not know, and thus regained his place in the Senate. In September, he was employed by Caesar to check the mutiny in Campania, but his efforts to do this were unsuccessful. Sallust took part in the African War, and on its conclusion was appointed the first governor of the newly formed province of Numidia. In B.C. 45, he returned to Rome, so enormously enriched as to give color to the charges of extortion, which were vaguely, though probably never formally, brought against him. He now laid out the Horti Sallustiani in the valley between the Quirinal and the Pincius, and lived here in retirement until his death in B.C. 35. It is probable that these 10 or 12 years comprise the whole period of his literary activity, and that during them he wrote not only the Catiline and Jugurtha, but the other essays which were joined together into a continuous account of about 20 years of Roman history. On Sallust's death, his property all went to his grandnephew, who became a man of some note under Augustus and Tiberius. The story that the historian married Terentia, the wife whom Cicero divorced in B.C. 46, is worth mentioning, though the authority for it is not good, and it seems intrinsically impossible. The preceding brief sketch of Sallust's life enables us to gather that throughout his career...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?